This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Is this the original version of this?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there another one?
I was just trying to.
So
I thought it was
going
to be. For a minute, I thought it was going to be a new parody song or something. Because it sounded like off a beat at first, and I was like, "Oh, they got to change it a little bit."
I love
Never
this.
Never had to grab my. Dude, God, there could be tons of options with it. Dan, I know you knocked it out of the park on the last one, but keep that momentum going, Dan in Columbia.
Well, I wrote it. I mean, he just performed it.
That is true. They don't like it when you remind him of, you know, his limited input.
I told him to make it his own.
Within reason.
Make it your own. Make it your own.
Do you mind if I change a word or two?
Yeah, he did. Also, he added stuff I didn't say. Like that little, whatever you say. Was it scatting? Is that what you do when you're... You're not really singing, but you're like, yeah, all right, okay.
Beep, beep, blah, 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 blah.
Ooh.
Skibbity-doo. Skibbity-bee.
I saw them at a concert, and I don't remember what. It was a festival. It might have been Vans Warped.
Yeah, I remember hearing the song, and I'm like, man, I'd like to hear more out of them, and nobody ever did. Like, it was this.
They had one guy that didn't even sing. He was just like a hype dancer. He would just dance on stage.
I thought this was a better Cherry Poppin' Daddies, more upbeat.
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Them too.
Okay. So, rather than to make him come on and repeat the same stuff again, let's quickly... God, I knocked on wood a while ago. Is that why you played this? Did you call an audible?
No, I already had that in there. That's crazy. Oh, wow. How that worked. I think you knocked around some wood. And
did I manifest this?
I feel like you dreamt it. I read your mind somehow last night.
Oh.
That's even of the
tapped
occult.
Tapped into your head.
Knocking really on wood. Like, I mean, so is blowing out your birthday candles.
But that's, I always do it.
I know. It's like of the occult.
Always
if
knock
you break
on wood.
It down. It's like of the,
is
crossing
it pagan
your fingers.
Or,
it just, I don't know. So the best way to describe it, rather than getting spells cast on me,
I see.
By people is just to say of the occult, and that covers all of them. It's like going GPTQ+ on all the various religions.
Yeah.
Of such.
Got to cover them all.
So yesterday, I didn't even really get too bent about it. I mean, the conversation was still good. We didn't ultimately get to the ending, but we talked to a guy who said his brother has started adding a lot of new accessories to his person that he could not afford. Like, for instance, a Rolex.
Ooh.
A bunch of expensive Jordans. Yeah, it's always like the same stuff, though, isn't it? Like a big dookie rope chain.
Well, probably,
did he say a Kangol hat? Because I'm sure he has one.
Probably. You know what? You know, men of a certain age, there are just certain things you go for first.
Yeah.
Jordan's definitely top of the list.
Did you see the Undertaker's hat that he was wearing at Super Bowl?
Yep.
God bless.
I can't believe more people aren't talking about Vince being there. I mean, he don't go out in public much anymore. Skinny Mini.
Well, I mean,
it's like, hey Vince, yeah, that really happened.
I think it's interesting that the world kind of forgot about, like, if Kendrick Lamar really wanted to show out, could have went up there and talked about Diddy.
Sure.
But he didn't say anything. Like, that was almost like, hey, y'all worry about this beef over here and forget about that other stuff a little bit.
Yeah, let me distract
you. Some more flames on another fire.
Right.
K-Dot? Yeah.
Yes. All right, let's pick on this handicapped kid from Degrassi.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
I found out, yeah, for the longest time, like, before he became famous, I was like, that's nice. They put that kid in a,
nothing
a show.
It's never nice.
Yeah, like, this kid, you know. Maybe he didn't call for someone in a chair, but they gave it to him.
That's
and
nice.
Then it's find out he's faking it.
He's exploiting.
They're not faking it, but he's acting handicapped.
We couldn't do that now. We couldn't act.
Physically challenged, whatever it is. All right. So yesterday, he wanted to call his brother, and because he had asked him all this stuff, like, man, how are you getting a Rolex? How are you buying a new Denali? Paying for it? Like, allegedly paid cash for it. Vacations. All these different things. And he says, oh, I've just gotten a promotion at work and all this stuff. And the brother's like, does not make sense.
Doesn't add up.
The whole family is pretty much in agreement that he's selling drugs.
But they won't say it. They want to, you know, appoint him as the, you know, point person.
The older brother is, yes, because the dad has passed away. So the older brother must take the reins. Rest so let's peace. Bring him back on. And that is Denny. Denny, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for doing this and being back on with us today. That's so. So yesterday, the people are texting in the golf cart too. Yeah, that's a bit much. Why golf cart and Denali both? I mean, you're getting that's way too much.
Kind
and this is over the course of 6 months, right, Denny?
Yeah.
That's too fast. Because that's like, A, you wouldn't be getting that much money back in your taxes. B, you wouldn't have gotten it back already unless you did one of those things where you got to give them like half of it.
Oh.
You know those.
Oh, yeah.
We'll send it to you now.
Those are hard to get now.
Okay. Now. I'm hiccuping as I talk.
He's got to have the knobby tires on the cart, man. That's why you get the golf cart.
Yeah.
Show off.
Got to do that. I had one out of just fun. It was fun to drive around on it.
It's fun when you have kids. They love it.
My golf cart had a better sound system than my vehicle did.
That is awful.
It was nice. So look, your thing here, though. So yesterday, we got your brother on hold. We said there's someone that wants to tell you something, ask you something. We worded ask you something. And the question was going to be, where are you really getting all this money? He stayed on hold and then not on hold listening to us, listening to just music. And then he just bounced out, would not answer the phone when we called back.
Do you think that was too long to be on hold for? I mean, he's listening to filler. I feel like we left him, you know, to his own devices too much, too long. Because it was a good 15 minutes at least. He's just sitting there trying to think, like, what could this be, racking his brain?
That's a good point. I mean, that's a good point.
So maybe I botched it.
No, there's no – I mean, it's just like if one person is like – let's say, for instance, Denny, don't you do this. Let me knock on wood. Cue it up. if you know, you right now just decided, you know, guys, I decided I don't want to do this now. That's 2 days in a row would be shot. So it's always like on one person deciding yay or nay if they want to go through with it. So we're just going to, like, pop in on him out of the blue. We're not going to – right, Fat Boy? Did you not – Fatboy knows the science behind caller psychology.
I'm going to get him real quick, try to get him to hang on momentarily, and then we just do like a quick switch.
Okay, so we won't call him out of the blue. We'll call him. We'll come. We'll take the break. We'll come back.
And then, because, you know, we talked to Denny about this yesterday. He probably doesn't want to say it, but we tried to get him not to talk to his brother.
Right.
You know, as far as I know, Denny, like, you didn't talk to him yesterday, so we should be good there.
Or did you? Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't end up talking to him.
Okay.
Good, then.
Okay. Okay, so
Denny, Denny, my boy.
This could still work. But even if let's agree on this, Dennis. Let's agree on this. If we call him and he knows, like, whether it be because we're so popular, or maybe it's because somebody heard it yesterday or whatever. Whatever the thing is, let's still go through with it. Let's still say, okay, well, the cat's out of the bag then. Where is this coming from? Because everybody wants to know. Like, so many people yesterday after like 9 o'clock, I went back and looked at the text. So many people were like, did you guys ever hear back from the brother about, you know, they may not remember the names, which in some cases is probably a good thing. Mm. Hey, did the brother ever get in touch with his brother? Like, people emotionally invested in this. That's because people have been there before. They're like, you know what? There was deals with my family or people I worked with or whatever I always worried about, and I never had the gall to ask them. And you're like, screw it. I'm being intimidated by my family to do it.
I mean, this conversation has to happen one way or the other.
You still in on it, though? Denver?
100%. Yeah, I'm dying to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I really want to know what's going on.
Wait, this person says, is this at the same time y'all were doing it yesterday? Yes. Same exact time.
Yeah.
Same exact time.
So hopefully it happens today.
Hopefully it happens today. All right. Denny, I need you to go run around the house. Wake up a little bit. You're draining me right now. You nervous, ain't you? I mean, you're nervous, aren't you? Pardon.
Well, these are nerves that have been festering for 24 hours.
Yeah, I know. I know. And it's big of you to like wait it a whole day to do it. So, all right, hold on. He's a man of few words today. And I was a man of probably too many.
I mean, I wouldn't have done this on the radio personally. I would have called him up.
It's just like yesterday, remember? He's like, I've listened to you guys since we moved down here, like, I forget how long, 10, 12 years ago. And he was like all upbeat, whatever. And today, he's just not saying too much.
No, it's really starting to hit him again. Like, look, this could actually happen.
It says weather. Like, my animals are so confused. They don't know. Like, the other day, it was like, they were like, oh, hell yeah. Winter's over. It's some summertime. And then even some little blooms were coming up on little flowers and stuff. And now, like, bye-bye.
Oh, Otis has got to wear his cow jacket or whatever.
He doesn't want it. He won't wear it. He won't wear it. One goat will wear one only. All right. We will take a break, and we will come back, and we're going to try this again last time. And then if it doesn't work, then we'll never know where the money's coming from. And we'll have to live with that, okay? It's the Rise Guys. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. You know, yeah. We're getting some feedback on the TLCMotors.com text line. We're going to get to that at one point today, Fat Boy. It's what we're talking about off the air.
I want to wait till somebody gets here.
Yes. Yeah, there she is. Right. You're talking about
that was it.
The juggery himself, Jeremy Clements. He'll be in here a little after 8. But
people, jug, not jugs.
Jug. A lot of people texting in saying stuff such as, hold on, let me scroll back down.
Probably texting and driving.
He's not saying much because he said the same stuff yesterday. He probably doesn't want to sit here and repeat himself. Agreed. I agree. That's why I tried to do like a little mini reset. Like a little quickly, like a, you know, if you missed the last episode, here's what you missed. And I give you like a quick 15 to 20 second little thing.
I'm glad you did because a lot could change in 24 hours.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as a younger boy when they would say, if you missed the last episode of whatever, Sanford and Son or whatever it would be, here's what you missed.
Cliffhanger.
They do that now, and it's like, dude, I'm binge watching this. I know what I just watched.
Or I just watched it.
I just watched it. Like, let me fast forward through this intro recap.
Like, I just heard her say, wrap that wiener, slap that wiener, tap that wiener.
Tap that wiener. I know they're going to try. It's going to be hard to fly. Okay. So let's bring. I don't want to overspeak, Fat Boy. So we're going to bring back Denny. We say, hey, Denny, you ready to do this? And then you're going to quickly call dude and say, hold on. Like, you tell me.
So he's on hold right now.
Oh, shoot.
Just for like a couple of minutes. It hasn't been long at all. So I kind of had to do the whole little, hey, man, you know, had an issue yesterday. Can you hang on for me real quick? Kind of like, I didn't give him time to respond. But I see that he's still on the phone.
You got the
I kind of bulldogged him a little bit.
The background music playing there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So we're going to get old Denny on.
Okay, Denny. Hey, Denny.
Hey.
All right, my man. Here we go. We're going to he's on hold. We're going to do this real quick. Are you sure? I do have to legally ask you, though. You sure you want to do this? Like,
yeah, I'm ready to rock. Okay. I'm just nervous.
I got you, man. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, Fat Boy. 3, 2, 1. Hey. Hey, good morning.
Trey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, welcome to the show. This is very probably bewildering for you, I think, is probably the best way to describe this, correct? So,
yeah, just kind of wondering, like, you know, you guys put me on hold, and what, I don't know.
Well, yesterday, you just... I mean, Fat Boy's already communicated this to me. I'm doing this for the audience right now, but you just got a little cold feet, kind of.
Yeah.
I got that. I get you.
It's probably too long, you know.
I get that way sometimes coming to work. I often think about turning around and going back home. Cool. I really do. I think about it.
You guys sound very, very familiar, but I don't know. I can't pin it, you know, who you guys are. Exactly.
Oh, okay. So I did not. So you still don't even know what radio station you're on. Fantastic.
No.
Well, I appreciate you saying you sound familiar.
But are you guys in Charlotte by any chance?
No, we are not currently, but you can hear us there.
Not physically, but you know.
So you okay? So we're on the same thing here, where you just know someone wants to tell you something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I think. I mean, the only guess that I can come up with, which, by the way, is the only reason why I agreed to come on this, you know, thing that you guys are doing right now is, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure I know, I think I know why. Yeah.
Okay. Well, would that ruin it, though, if you guess it and then the person comes
that's
on?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't want to ruin her big surprise, you know, but I think I pretty much know exactly what's going on.
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay. Her.
He said her, right?
Yeah, a girl. Okay.
Who is the her?
Yeah, it's I think it's this girl that I work with that, you know, we've been kind of like flirting and texting, and she would do something like this. So yeah, actually I told her, you know, before, I don't even think that they want employees dating or anything like that. So it's a funny story, but actually I have $100 bet with one of my good friends. So I think this is what this is going to be.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I guess the best way to do this right now, Trey, is to, I guess, tell her good morning and see if she answers.
Oh, she's on the phone. Yeah. Hey, Autumn.
Hey, I hate to tell you this, man, but it's me.
It's your brother, dude.
What the hell?
It's your Danny? Brother. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Look, I hate to do you like this, and especially, you know, you know, you thought it was involving a girl and stuff.
That kind of does make it worse. So yeah.
I don't understand, like, well, what you're so doing, Danny.
Here's the thing. So you're in the Charlotte area. We're down here in Greenville, South Carolina, and this is the Rise Guys Morning Show. I'm Radio's Matt Man, Radio's Fat Boy, Radio's Paige is here as well. Good morning. Is that the familiar you thought?
Good morning.
Oh, you thought it was somebody else. Damn it. You thought it was John Boy Billy. Damn. We didn't mention grilling sauce or the same bit for the last. Okay, look. That aside, we got to work on the marketing of the show. With all that said, though, you have no idea why your brother's here then.
No, I'm like completely off guard. Like, I thought this was going to be something funny or something, and just, like, my brother's on the phone. Like, what, Danny, what the hell are you doing, man? Like, this is just so crazy stuff. Like, you could just, like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, why do you have so much time on your hands?
Listen, man, I had some stuff to ask you about. It's, you know, I just been noticing that you've been buying all this stuff lately, like, all this really nice, expensive jewelry. You bought a golf cart. The Denali, you got all these really nice expensive shoes and vacations over the last couple months, and it's just, we're kind of trying to figure out where all this money's coming from.
I mean, first of all, you like that golf cart. Like, we've been on that golf cart, and like, who cares that I get some pairs of shoes and like new watches? Like, you know, I'm young and I've been saving my money, man. I've been working hard. Like, you just don't understand. Like, first of all, like, why are you even doing this? Like, this is just crazy.
I mean, it's pretty excessive.
You said you wanted to ask me, like, you could have asked me.
Well, listen, man, are you
what
dealing
if you adopted
drugs?
By chance?
I mean, I'm just, like, so freaking pissed off at you right now. Like, I can't even believe that you're going to do something like this, Danny. Like, what? Like, this is just crazy. Like, first of all, this is just, I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let you talk because I'm just bothered and just.
I'm bewildered and confused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where all this money is coming from. I know where you work is not paying you like that to be able to go and just splurge on all of this stuff. And then it's kind of all of a sudden, and I just want to know why you're selling drugs.
What? Why? You think I'm selling drugs then? What the hell's wrong with you, man? Like, what? What the hell? I'm like, I'm just so pissed off right now. I don't sell drugs, you idiot. Like, drugs, really? When the hell do I ever? I'm not like that, man. Like, what? Oh my gosh. This is just like crazy for me. Like, first of all, where's all the money coming from? Yeah, I have a shitty job, but I.
Okay. Good. I was looking for. Okay. So,
Yeah, I feel like that was going to get out of hand.
So here's what I'm thinking on this. I don't know that I'm even believing any of that. I believe that was about to.
I don't know if that rate we were ever going to find out what was going on. Because
am I wrong? Am I like I'm just being like? Am I wrong? Like they don't sound like they're brothers.
I mean, look, it could be a step situation, a marriage situation. Could I don't be, know. Yeah.
Okay, wrong of me to maybe say. That's the first thing I'm thinking is like something ain't right here. This is very odd.
But the fact that he can't see past his anger right now to even get to an answer is. But he did say he's not selling drugs. I mean, you got to take him at his word, I guess.
Well, you think he's going to be on the radio? Say, yes, I sell drugs. What are you looking for?
Here's my address.
You're looking for some ketamine? What do you need?
I don't know what else it would be. I mean, if I had to think about it, there are probably a couple things you could come up with, but I'm kind of flustered in the moment, too, because I feel like he was about to... He held his tongue for a little bit, and then he kind of got off the rails and like...
Yeah. We're just missing a lot of information.
But, I mean, look, how do you... Jesus. You can't do it from here. I don't know if Denny's ever going to find out.
Well, so, and for those that are listening on the radio, not like the live stream... He said a bad word, and we had to... A bad word. God, I sound like a child when I say that. He dropped a big ass bomb, and...
Do you want Denny real... I got Denny still. Do you want to kind of like a...
You know what? I mean...
I don't know if you'd want...
I don't know. Now people are calling me bad names because I'm saying they don't sound like their brothers. Like, I'm not profiling you jerks. Like, it's just... So okay,
it's a natural, you
just
know.
Crucify me already!
It's a natural jump.
I mean, it's just like I'm not like being. I can only hear with my ears. That's all I heard, and it sounds like they were getting ready to do some. I don't know.
That's all you know is what you hear, and we've been burned in the past, so it's not too far fetched to think. Are we getting hosed
that
again?
That sounds like I'm just being paranoid, or like this one person is saying on here that I'm profiling people. Screw off.
Well, what's the motivation for that, anyways?
I don't. Why would I? Why would I?
We're just trying to help you out, buddy.
Goofballs.
If something sounds different, we gotta kind of think first. Is this on the up and up? And more times than not, it is.
Yeah.
But we've had we got burned in the past too.
All right.
Sure.
Well, regardless, you cannot win for losing in this world. And it's the whole thing of like, well, you know what? As long as the majority understands what you meant, then that's fine. But like, even that doesn't work all the time. Jeez, man.
It just sucks.
I mean, it's so, okay, let me take this on. Let's say that I'm talking to you, and I'm talking like this, and it's like, I'm going to call my brother right now, and he's like,
hello,
speaking Russian.
Yeah, who's is this my brother?
Or let's say he's speaking like Mork from Ork, Nanu Nanu.
I am not selling drugs.
I'm like, what is up with that? There's a contingent of people that listen to be a-holes to us, and specifically to text in about it.
They like
that's
doing
weird.
That.
That's a weird life.
Guess what? Hank Hill had a half brother that was half Japanese. So there you go.
I mean, okay.
It's possible.
It just—I don't know. That was just weird. That was just very weird. And then all of a sudden, when I kind of say, "Hey, man," and then the cuss words drop, like they're just trying to do a thing. But maybe I am just wrong, and that's fine.
I don't know if we can do
it. It'll be the third time.
I don't know if we can do it now.
Ever.
I feel like maybe we could probably find out privately at some point what's going on. And I guess relay it, but...
That's just to give that some kind of consolidation.
So we're just asking someone what they do for a living and how can they have money.
I mean,
I'm going to have to... That's all we need to know?
Try and take him at his word to try to get some kind of finality to it. I just don't think we can get them back on again.
No.
Not together, at least.
Not together. And just maybe for some finality... To say it. And now other people are saying the brother's just jealous because he doesn't have all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, that's...
I mean, look, wouldn't you be legitimately concerned if you see, somebody walking in with all that stuff?
Yeah. But I wouldn't assume that it's all just bad things that they're doing.
I would think drugs first. That would be my first leap.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, look, I mean, come on. What else could it be that much that fast?
You're like my cousin that time when I started losing weight and everything. He's like, "Hey, are you sick or something?" Like, really? Like, yeah. me and your aunt, my mom, we were talking about it, and we just want to make sure you're okay. It's like,
if someone acquires that stuff so fast, you know that they're not career bound.
Right. They didn't just get drafted by a protein.
You're wondering where that money comes from. That's a legitimate concern. I get it. You know, I'd be like worried about a family member that.
I'd just be like worrying about them.
Well, they tripled their money in a short amount of time. You're thinking stock market or I don't know. What would you
certainly
just
in crypto?
Really. We got to go. Do you want me to try during the break to maybe call them?
Just to give.
I feel like if it's fresh right now, I might still be able to get them.
Fatboy cross references the phone numbers for those that are texting in, so they're linked to real whatever.
Actually,
it's
almost
not like Google numbers or whatever people can use to.
I almost feel like I have to do it right now instead of.
Let's do that, and then we'll come back and do news or no.
Well, I think if I can get them, maybe we come back and do an update. Maybe okay. I feel like if this festers longer and longer, I'm not going to be able to get in touch with them.
Or people aren't going to give a damn.
Yeah, it probably
truly.
Does.
I mean, it's like you just move on to it. Point. Okay. All right. We'll try to get that figured out. Regardless, we might do some news, but I can tell you this. Next hour, Jeremy Clements is going to be coming in here looking for revenge.
Guys.
Revenge on Fatboy.
Good luck.
If you forget that story, Dan will tell you about it on Twitter. And we'll tell you next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, it is the Rise Guys. And also, I will say, I was not saying what I just said so I would get all these nice texts and messages of encouragement, although they're very nice. I just think that, like, everybody always looks for your intentions to be the absolute worst when they hear something said.
Can I say that too?
And here I am hearing a guy who says, I want to call my brother and I want to ask him where he's getting all this money. And
it's not gonna come back up.
You call this guy and he's just got a different accent. And I'm like, are y'all really birth brothers? And then suddenly I am just like,
let me get that.
Hey, man. Also, Fat Boy's on the phone with Denny, who is the guy who started all this.
Well, we don't have to be specific with what it is, but like, can we throw that out?
And Fat Boy's getting the reason from him on why. Paige, don't miss this.
Yeah,
so is he coming back on, or you just, or no? All right, this is all in the moment.
Ooh. I'm lucky I got him back because it wasn't looking that good. He doesn't want to come back on. He did tell me what's going on as far as the situation. It kind of filled me in.
Is it for radio, can we say?
Yeah, yeah, it is. So I'm telling you how he told me. So I would take it with what grain of crap or whatever they say.
A grain of slut.
Nailed it.
So he's not selling drugs. He's not slinging or doing anything like that. He said he wouldn't know the first thing about it. He did say that it wasn't work-related, all the money.
Sports cards.
No. But if you had another couple guesses, I'm sure you could nail it.
Beard oil.
Real estate.
Nope.
Real estate.
Actually, I take it back. If he were a female, you would nail exactly what it is.
He's a prostitute.
Well, close. He said he's getting the money from an OnlyFans page he has.
Bull crap. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh, what is he showing?
He said he's had it for, no, not a year. He got it last year, like in the spring of last year, almost a year. So he started it last year. He says he was making about $500 a month, and for some reason, I don't know what he's doing or how it jumped, but he said it jumped to about a little over $6,000 a month.
Dang.
God bless.
I need to get on that.
Now, I know
Is he on there like... And people will say, oh, you've seen. I've really never even had, like, the trial for OnlyFans. I really haven't. Fatboy's shown me stuff on there before, and I'm not, like, guilting you into saying you have one or whatever. But
I don't... Eyebrows.
Like, do you have one?
I don't have one personally that I get on and, like, dance on.
Dance around with this.
I love that.
But you got to have one to look at other people's pages.
But, like, so when a guy's on there... Just like a woman, he can be doing like private videos, but
it's the same setup for a guy as it is for a girl.
But surely they can't be making that.
I can't see you doing that with men because they give it away for free all the time.
I've only heard of
crap. Like, I mean, these women, how stupid must can you be? Like, just like, yeah.
Because all you got to do is say, just send me some of your pics, and you get like hundreds of them.
Well, a special folder ready to go if anyone asks.
So they'll have rankings of, they'll put both sexes in a ranking together. There are guys that are in the top 10.
I'll send it to you.
But those guys are like famous TikTokers, influencers. There are a couple that make a lot of money on these per month. But
like,
yeah, they show.
Is there any famous like actors or whatever, people that used to be like men who used to be like famous-ish that are still relying on like OnlyFans, like guys, like I'm sure it's not Lorenzo Lamas, but a Lorenzo Lamas type, where, you know, used to be kind of the it guy, and then kind of,
well, yeah, he was really handsome back in the day,
and then it's kind of not maybe doing many movies anymore. It's like, yeah, I'll go in here. And
he's getting up there.
So this says,
flop my schmeckle around for pay.
This says high-profile creators, including males that are influencers, can easily make over $100,000 a month.
God,
boys. On the site.
A month.
Heck, now, yeah. Look, they got like, I know one guy, I won't mention his name. He's an influencer. He's got
Mark Hendricks.
He's got, I think, like 20 million followers on TikTok.
He influences me to show up to work on time.
He's got a few million on Instagram. He does full on like hardcore stuff on his OnlyFans.
Like with a woman?
With a woman. He'll do some solo stuff, but it's still set up the same videos, you know. Ratings, if you want certain ratings on things, you know. Yeah. I guess the gay community is big on the OnlyFans too, okay. So they'll feed
that.
The money
okay,
into
so
it.
Okay, so there I go again. Yeah. I'm just assuming these are women that are paying for
oh,
that.
Oh, no, probably. But I
okay.
Is it the
I'm sexist. I will maybe admit to that part.
I mean, I forgive guess. My naiveness.
Naivete.
Yes, I'm not.
Forgive her nativity, Fat.
Yes. So are they having like? Are you paying for maybe a personal relationship where you can communicate with this person?
Well, here's the thing with OnlyFans: there are different tiers.
Ah.
So you could either subscribe to somebody. Some people have it set up to pay so much a month. But still, on top of that, you're tipping the person, you're paying for private videos, private chats, all kinds of way to make money on there, other than the monthly subscription fee.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look, when we had Tay Starling in here, she told you, like, she bought a new truck
well,
off of a couple months of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, that's a...
Well, I can see her, but I just...
I know, that's a girl. I just, like... But, like, you threw in the thing about the dudes, like, maybe want to watch it, too. Okay. That's fine. By the way, I just received an anonymous text, and it says, Daddy's here with food.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, anonymous.
# Bojangles.
Mm.
Oh, wait.
You want Bojangles is here with food?
No.
Oh.
Daddy.
Wrong daddy.
Jeremy Clements is here.
Oh, Geronimo Clapcheese.
So, what do you want? I say Paige can tell us what she's working on the Plex. I'll go down and get Jug and the Dirty Rice and whatnot, and then we come
Hell
back.
Yeah.
He can join us for headlines, and then we'll do all the other stuff following that. You think?
I like it.
All right, Paige, what are you working on?
Well,
in
what
the
you
Plex?
Drive can determine if you're a good or bad driver. Maybe we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I can kind of agree with that. Like, if you're in a rice burner, you're going to spin out eventually.
You really are.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Trying to run somebody off the road.
All right, we'll get that. We'll get Jug, breakfast, everything. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.